Now, you may have seen Anthony LaPaglia as FBI agent Jack Malone in the TV show Without a Trace, or you may have seen him as Daphne Moon's incredibly inebriated brother Simon on the TV show Frasier, or you may have seen Anthony LaPaglia in any one of dozens of movies. These days, you can see Anthony LaPaglia on Broadway. He's playing an opera star in Ken Ludwig's farce, Lend Me a Tenor. When Anthony LaPaglia was offered the role of Tito Morelli, who is supposed to be a world-famous tenor, the first thing they asked him was if he could sing.
And I said, well, I don't know. I've never tried. So they had me come in, and they had me sing scales to see if I had pitch, because they claimed if I have pitch, then I could learn. So I had pitch, which was news to me. And then I went and had a lot of opera lessons. But you just don't turn into an opera singer after a month of or 2 months of lessons. What was much more difficult, I think, than even the opera singing part was farce. I'd never done that either. It looks easy now, but I think that rehearsal period was the toughest rehearsal I've ever had in my life.
Just the choreography and all?
There's a whole thing about farce. It just has certain rules that if you don't follow it, it will not work. It just won't work. Trust me, in rehearsal, I was showing them just how it didn't work. Everybody has moments where they're setting up other moments for other characters. So if you don't set up the moment correctly, you won't get the laugh, whether it's 3 seconds later or an act later. Some stuff pays off an act later, but you have to set up all these tiny premises. It's very much about teamwork. You have to throw out all your acting stuff. It just doesn't fit. There's no room for it.
The old saying goes, dying is easy, comedy is hard.
They're not wrong. It's absolutely true.
Most actors specialize or are better at one than the other, but you really seem to be somebody who can do both flawlessly. When you started out in acting, did you have an idea that you were one or the other?
For me, it was more about the craft of acting and building a character from scratch. Taking your life experience and then kind of transposing it onto the character that you have. Like, for example, with Tito Morelli, I don't have to go too far to look for inspirational sources. I just have to look at my father and his brothers who were off the boat from Italy, and there's a lot of them in that character.
Is that where the accent comes from?
The accent comes from, the accent comes from there. I kind of grew up with it.
Because you're so great at accents. Very few Americans who've seen you on TV realize that you're from Australia.
And right.
I have a friend who is British who heard you do a British accent who thought you were British.
That's because, I grew up in first-generation immigrant kids, Dutch, German, Scottish, English, Welsh. It was always a great source of fun for us as kids to make fun of other of people's accents.
And it turned out to be useful in your work.
Who knew? I had no idea.
Stanley Tucci is making his Broadway directing debut with this production of Lend Me a Tenor. How much leeway did he give you, all of you, to choose scenery?
He wanted more than I wanted to do. He understands comedy really, really well. He's very specific. I would say, well, what about you go, no. What about no? Just do this, 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 and that. Just do it. And one of Stanley's mandates was, I want you to get a laugh on every line you do. You know, the last time I was on stage was View from the Bridge. It was a while back.
Pretty different.
This is the polar opposite. I loved doing View from the Bridge. It was a great, it was a really amazing experience. But I go home happy from doing this. It's the most fun I think I've ever had.
Anthony LaPaglia